I'm currently doing a study with the house group on the book of Revelation. And very often, you know, I hear people call it Revelations. And that is so incorrect. Because this book is a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which contains revealings, revelations of judgment to come. But the primary reason it's there is to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ in all his glory. The Bible, you know, is a book of hope. And it's one of those books that you never come to the end of. It's not like a novel where you read the beginning, the middle and the end and you think, oh, I'm sorry, that's over. One of the first things I discovered when I became a Christian was that I could never finish the Bible. And it was so delightful to me because I was a bibliophile, really, into books all the time. But the point that I'm trying to make is that there is a beginning, a middle and an end to the Bible. It begins with God in the beginning and it ends with Jesus at the end. And it really is happy ever after. And the whole thing in between leads us to a revelation of the Son. That's what our walk is about. It's about him. He is the supreme being of the universe and all eyes will be focused on him when he comes. When he comes on that day, it will be him, not each other, that people will be looking at. And somehow in the church we get our eyes off. And we get our eyes on to systems and ways and formats and types and doing it like this. No, no, no. We've missed our way completely. New Testament church, you want to be a New Testament church. What's a New Testament church? It's not a format. John had to write at the end of his life to bring them back onto track. The writer of the Hebrews had to write to bring them back onto track. Why? Because they had lost him in all their doing, in all their preparing, in all their planning, in all their systems. They'd lost what it was all about. It was about him. So what's my job? My job is to prepare your heart for the meeting with Jesus. If you listen carefully, you'll hear that every time I speak, I'm leading you to him. I'm pointing you to him because he is the centre. He is the centre, not your work, not your gift, not your church, not your leader. He is the centre. Your eyes have got to get up, beloved, onto him again. And there is an urgency in my heart to point you to him. That is my peace, P-I-E-C-E. That's the bit I can give you. So when people say, the epistles, you know, Paul's opinion. No, they're not. They're Paul's opening of the Gospels, saying, well, this is what he meant. This is how it works out. This is how you do it. Beloved, love one another. Get back to what it's all about. Read the Gospel of John, the letters of John, and the book of Revelation, and you will come out the other side seeing what Christianity is all about. Christ. Give it a go, beloved. Give it a go. God bless you.